Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Bradley Millington and Ronnie Grice with K-State Police Department for coming in and talking with us. Always a fun time to have those guys in. Ronnie's a character. He is a character. Right now we have Jesse. What's that?
I got to tell you, I had a call afterwards wondering what was so funny they didn't get the joke, you know, there the last conversation.
Oh, okay.
It's because I typically give Chief Grice a really hard time because we're really good buddies.
Right.
But, I mean, it's I just have to give him a hard time.
Of course.
And I went through the whole show without saying anything.
That was impressive.
I wanted to make sure that everyone else was aware of that.
Got it.
That's why.
Got
it. Now, I don't do that to Jesse.
We're not that close.
No.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for letting everyone know.
No offense. No offense. I mean, the day's still young.
Well, who knows? Maybe by the end of the show, we'll forge a lasting relationship.
We may break some bread later.
There we go. We're here with Jesse Romo. He's the director of Manhattan Regional Airport. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, indeed.
Happy Friday, yes.
Always a pleasure to be here with you, Brady.
Yes.
And Dave.
And maybe Dave. Well, there's a lot going on at Manhattan. It's been a busy summer for Manhattan Regional Airport. A lot of great things going on, including a third flight to Chi-Town.
Yeah, you know, American Airlines looked at our past performance and said we always had a spike in the summer and wanted to respond and kind of reward our market there with a third daily flight to Chicago. It was a midday departure, so it was great timing for folks to get out there for some vacation time. I know we have a lot of business travelers as well, but the July employments were through the roof. And so we did really well as a market in responding to that third flight because, you know, that's always one of the concerns. You add capacity to a market, can you fill the seats? And we did a really good job. So I want to thank everybody that goes out there and flies MHK. You know, just looking at the numbers, every month this year, we have beaten last year's numbers. And last year was a record year. We hit a record over 65,000 employments. And, you know, so far, just we're on pace for another record year. And our July was just, you know, excellent. It was 6,400 employments as opposed to 6,000 employments last year at the same time. And, you know, there's no greater visual example of increased employment traffic than our parking lots. And, you know, we're driving around the parking lot in July, and if folks follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, we were showing what the percentages of full parking lots were. And in the month of July, we had to go over 90% a couple times, issuing parking advisories to folks saying, hey, you know, you got to get out there a little bit early to find a spot. And for middle of July, that's just kind of unusual for us. But it's a good problem to have. It means that our market is doing really well.
I've noticed that this summer just driving by, going down there. It's like I look over and it's like, that is full. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago I drove by and I was really amazed just how full it was. I didn't think there was much of a spot open driving by.
Yeah, you know, there really wasn't. And those estimations, I think we had about 91% was our highest day in July, 94% capacity full in spring break. And those are estimated based on the gravel lots. And really, you know, if we could stripe out those gravel lots, we were over that percentage because people were crammed in there. And, you know, it made us have to evaluate what can we do, knowing that we have the holidays just around the corner. Here it is, the last day of the month of August. I mean, summer's definitely over. Kids are back in school, and we're starting to think and plan for the holidays and snow season already. But, you know, our holiday travel peaks up again, and we wanted to be ready for that. So we graveled out the farthest southwest portion of our parking lot. So as you enter southwest from Skyway Drive, if you look directly to your left, there is a new gravel lot there. It is technically open right now. We haven't done a big public unveiling of it just because, you know, August, people are going back to school and back to work and not traveling as much this month. But we know come November and once the holidays kick in, and if we're fortunate enough for the Casco Bowl game, we're going to have a lot of parking overflow issues again. And so we're trying to respond to that. And that was a quick fix solution for us. Added a little over 100 stalls to our parking capacity. So we're pretty happy about that to be ready for this holiday season.
It's amazing. It's amazing just how, like, we're already here. I can't believe we're already talking about the first K-State game tomorrow. And like you said, Jesse, here in a month or two, I mean, I know you're already thinking about it, but the rest of us, when it comes to like, well, I'm going to have to start thinking about, well, what am I doing for Thanksgiving this year? What am I doing for Christmas? All that's coming up. It's amazing how fast time flies.
Yeah, and you know, it's pumpkin spice season, right?
It is. And I said time flies. We're talking about the airport. Didn't even notice that. How about that? We're here with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. Do want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And Jesse, I want to go back to those summer employments. And you mentioned the year before was a record year. And just how impressive is that to you that you're able to beat those records? Because it's already hard enough to like set those sort of numbers. It's even harder to best your best numbers. And you guys have done that.
It is. And last year was a rebound year because 2016 was a little bit of a down year for us, and it was kind of finally we hit a plateau and we dropped a couple thousand employments. But then we picked right back up and had a record year in 2017. And so far, 2018, to see the numbers just increase every single month so far, you know, through the year, not including August, it's just been tremendous for us. And I'll add too that two of our months of this year, we hit 80% load factors. And load factor is a percentage of aircraft that is full. And that is a huge metric for the airlines to look at because, you know, we get asked all the time, when are we going to get another flight? When are we going to get another airline? When are you going to expand and do more? Well, in order to do more, and we need to show the airlines that we have a strong enough market to sustain additional capacity. And one of those metrics is load factors. If you're in the 80 percentile, they see your market is primed for growth and we can sustain additional capacity, more aircraft, more seats. Typically, we've been in the low 70% and low to mid. And so to see us hit 80 percentiles, I mean, that is just, those are tremendous numbers. We can't be more pleased with how we're doing so far this year.
Supply and demand, right? It's most of the time, it just gets as simple as that. We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take it. You're on In Focus, caller. We have Jesse Romo in studio.
With the FAA talking about you needing a thicker runway for heavier aircraft and a longer runway than replacing this old antiquated runway, what if we used it for the taxiway and use it for the runway while they're working on the new one and build the new one off to one side so we wouldn't have to shut down the runway and the airport during the time you're replacing the runway? Okay, thank you.
Thanks for that call. And the runway thing, that is something that we've kind of been talking about a little bit. That's definitely something that will need to be addressed here in the near future.
Yeah, that's a couple of big future projects that we got to talk about. One is parking, and the other one is the runway. And we just kicked off a planning study, which is funded 90% by the FAA, to evaluate different construction phasing alternatives, to look at what is the critical aircraft for the design. As the gentleman alluded to, you know, you got to look at the weight bearing capacity of your runway, the length, you know, what type of roll requirements the aircraft has. And so all those things, all those components go into the design criteria for what kind of runway you need, length, width, and depth. And we haven't touched that runway, our primary runway, in about 50 years.
So 50, 5-0.
Yeah, 5-0.
Wow.
And so it's due for some rehaul and repair and possibly full depth reconstruction. And so there's a lot of different options that need to be evaluated. Gentlemen, the caller mentioned the taxiway being used as a landing surface. That's one of the evaluations we have to take in consideration and look at. You also need to look at the safety parameters that you have because you have to have certain safe distances away from buildings. You know, we have FBO, the terminal, we have tower, we have jet bridges. There are obstacles that are out there, and then there's still safety standards you have to maintain. And so all those things are going to be weighed, evaluated during our planning process. And hopefully by the end of this 12 month, we're going to have a much clearer picture of how we're going to design this new runway. And by the time we hit construction in 2020, 2021, we'll have this thing phased out. And the goal of it is to make sure we can mitigate and minimize the disruption to air service as much as possible.
And that's just kind of you talked about all these increasing numbers and growth, and that's just kind of the thing you got to deal with when you have growth like this, when you have numbers like that. It's a double-edged sword in some ways. It's good, but then it means like, well, we got to be updating stuff and keeping up to date with that sort of stuff, but infrastructure-wise.
Yeah, infrastructure always has to keep up with demand and growth. You're absolutely right. And runways is one of those things. It's a primary concern for all airports. And so it's not unusual to take on a project like this, to have a single commercial service runway and to have to reconstruct while you still maintain service. So it's just a delicate balancing act, but that's why we hire the professionals to look at and evaluate all the options that are possible.
And it'll be even, when it's all said and done, everything will be even better.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Ideally, yes.
Hopefully. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and finish things up with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Go Cats.